Listen, my friend, this road is the heart opening. Kissing his feet, resistance broken, tears all night. If we could reach the Lord through immersion in water, I would have asked to be born a fish in this life. If we could reach him through nothing but berries and wild nuts, then surely the saints would have been monkeys when they came from the womb. If we could reach him by munching lettuce and dry leaves, then the goats would surely go to the Holy One before us. If the worship of stone statues could bring us all the way, I would have adored a granite mountain years ago. Mirabai says, the heat of midnight tears will bring you to God. The heat of midnight tears will bring you to God. You know, the path of love, it's so profound. And it really is about pushing through. You know, that image of the heat of midnight tears, we think of midnight tears as this incredible longing and sense of separation. It's just such a terrible, terrible, terrible aloneness and despair. And if we get caught in that notion that it's despair, we're going to stay there because it's too terrifying. Like that image of Jesus on the water. Tender and luminous and demanding, as he always was, 1,000 times more frightening than the killer sea. And I think it's about staying with this thing that we think is this profound, terrible aloneness, despair. But if we stay with it, that too can break open into that experience of love, that experience of one. It's so about not getting caught in any notion, and something about the notion of something, the notion that any experience of the soul is so terrifying that we mustn't go there. And yet by penetrating into, it's like penetrating into the tear explodes. And then we're just washed in the water. You know, when we think we do all these austerities, we give up whatever path we're on, we give up meat or wine or caffeine or sugar or going to the movies or reading fiction, or we practice celibacy, whatever, you know, all the rigors, the disciplines, the austerities that people have imposed on themselves for gazillions of years. But these crazy tantricas, you know, they say, no, no, no. If we could reach the Lord through immersion in water, I would have asked to be born a fish in this life. If we could reach him through nothing but berries and wild nuts, then surely the saints would have been monkeys when they came from the womb. If we could reach him by munching lettuce and dry leaves, then the goats would surely go to the Holy One before us. If the worship of stone statues could bring us all the way, I would have adored a granite mountain years ago. You know, it's not any of those things. It's not any of those things. Mirabai says the heat of midnight tears bring you to God. You know, and what is it? It's the longing. It's the longing to break through into that deepening experience of so-called unity consciousness. And there has to be tremendous longing. And that's where love comes in, because without the longing, it's never going to happen, because it's too hard. It's much easier to go to the movies, right? Or order in a pizza. Yeah? Or go take a class where we're told exactly what to do. Yeah? That's easy. That's not what the path of love is about. The heat of midnight tears. It's a very evocative image, you know, because midnight tears, I'm in this state of aloneness tonight, so I'm probably interpreting everything through that mirror, but there's something about the heat of midnight tears that to me is, it's very evocative of that aloneness that we feel in the middle of the night. And there's something about that time of night, isn't there? It's mysterious. And we do taste our aloneness in that moment. And again, it's the really opening into that that allows it to break open, forces it to break open, demands, as our friend Jesus demands that it break open. Tender and luminous and demanding. And it's like banging open the doors of the heart and just saying, open! Open sesame! Open! I'm done with this limitation. I'm just done with it. Break open. One of the so-called inner enemies in my own psyche that I have wrestled with for many, many, many years. We had a major breakthrough, me and this entity in my psyche, several months ago. I would call him the dark man in the tunnel. So when I was in my 20s, I had a psychic reading with this weird guy, and one of the things he told me was he saw me in this long, dark tunnel, and there was this man presence that was blocking my way. So that dark man in the tunnel image has been something I've worked with in my internal process for many, many years. Now we've come on a long journey, me and the dark man in the tunnel. Mm-hmm. And several months ago, I had this major breakthrough. And I was like, I put him on notice. I said, you know, this is it. We are done. You are no longer an obstruction in my psyche. It's like over. You are to serve me or leave the premises immediately. And it was such a great Kali moment, you know, like everything in me just stood together and said no to any force that would dare to hold me back in my life. And it's like, we need to summon that possibility every moment. It's just like, yes to the path of heart and no to whatever doesn't serve its purpose.